Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding the last line of Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda tells us the following halachas. All of these halachas, the way Rashi learns, are based on that it's Mechzei Kibinyan. It looks like you are building something. And therefore, the Chachamim prohibited it. Omer Rav Yehuda Hai Medurta. Person is making a madura. Madura means making a big bonfire. Are you allowed to make a big bonfire on Yom Tov? And the answer is yes. In fact, we had a Mishnah before, that I think a machlek is Bishamim Bishilo, but back in the Mishnah it says you are allowed to go and make a madura. Where did we have that Mishnah?
For whatever purpose it is?
No, on Yom Tov, Nescham connected, to make yourself warm. In other words, it's freezing outside, you need to make a big bonfire. It's a Mishnah daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis.
If you're in South America, probably.
If you're in South America, you probably wouldn't be making a big
menorah. No, because it'd be...
you see, it's winter time.
Sukkot is not going to be so cold.
Uh-huh.
Sukkot is not going to be so cold.
Well, it's going to be winter.
But you go to South America.
Shavuos is winter.
Yes, Shavuos is winter.
Okay, good. So, whenever it's winter, it's Chof Aleph Amid Beis in the Mishnah. It's the first of the two Mishnayis. The last line is Oisa Odom Medura Umescham Keneg. The person is allowed to go make a fire on Yom Tov for purposes of warming himself up. So he's making a beautiful Medura. When you're making that Medura, says Rav Yehuda, Hai Medurta Milmala Lamata Shari Milmata Lamala is awesome. How are you constructing this bonfire? Normally, of course, how do you construct a bonfire? For those of you that have ever been to camp, or even if you haven't, you can certainly think of assume how it's done. You put a whole bunch of twigs down below, and then logs on top of it, and logs and higher and higher and higher until you make a ganze tower, and you light the fire and the gait. So that's what we call milmata lemala, that you start from the base and you work your way up. In fact, some people make it like a teepee and make it very pretty and whatever. Here the Gemara is telling you that looks like a binyan. Since it's like a binyan, you should start milmala lemata. First put the wood on top and then work your way down. Obviously, if you're one person on your own, that would be very, very difficult unless you have 11 hands, 100%. Yeah. But if you have multiple people, Yanko comes and he holds the first Eitzim in place, and then Beryl comes and he puts the next series of Eitzim in place, and then Shmuel, and then finally the person on the bottom, he has the remaining, so they started from upwards downwards rather than from downwards upwards. I know you're not convinced. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Three lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Hai Medurta Hesig Godel. You're making a big bonfire. For instance, Oysel of Nisar in front of the ministers. Kederach Binyan. You're making it like a nice Binyan, a tower. Making walls from all four sides. So it looks like a ganze binyan. To start from down and go your way up and make a gag on top of surim. That's a derech binyan. Malo lemata lehaschel tchilim min agag. That's shari. Start with your gag first, and then put your ksalim. Now, yes, I realize it's a little bit tricky. You can't do it on your own. If you have a few people together, you can work it out. And now this Gemara is referring to Madura, but as we'll see, we have another four examples in the Gemara, and they're all Mishum Vinyan. So we talk about V'chein Beyosa. So the top Rashi says, what means a Beyosa? You go and take an egg, and here we're talking about Beyim Gases, a very large egg, because to form a Binyan, the top of the Binyan, the Oihel, is only if it's at least a Tefach wide, or Tefach big. So you have to have a large egg, not a plain Shiga egg. Extra large eggs. And if you put those Ayidei Alpi Kli Cholus, those Rashi Ke'en tripod, that's like the English word tripod. Tripod is three things which are holding it up, right? Three fistlach, three little feet and holding it up. Or ya'ala askel, you put it on a grill or a griddle. A moshivin as a kli tchila viyachach yisadr olav el yachzena biyodoi viyoyshiv habeya olav viyachach yoyshiv hakli al hagicholim shlo yasenu kiseder binyan. In other words, normally what would you do? You have underneath, you have your fuel, you have your eitzim in which you're going to make a fire. On top of that, you're going to put your griddle or your tripod, and on top of that, you're going to go and put the beya. Ay, ay, ay. Again, you're doing your derech binyan, and you're starting from milmata lamala. So rather, you should have somebody holding the egg in place, then have somebody else bring the tripod or the griddle underneath it, so that the egg would fit into that, and underneath that you go and put the fuel, the eitzim, to go and light the fire.
You are roasting the egg.
You're roasting the egg, correct.
So if you're roasting the egg, there's no binyan here, it's cooking.
What you're saying is it doesn't sound right. Why are we even talking about binyan?
I don't understand what the Gemara means.
I agree with you that it's a difficult concept. However, it's not that it's mamish binyan, it's just doim le binyan, and Chacham on Yom Tov said, although you're allowed to do melecha soichal nefesh, but don't do a derech binyan, go and make a shinoy so that it should look a little bit different.
You want to cook the head.
Okay, so because of your difficulties, the choices here on the Omid Beis says we're talking about a different situation. Not that there is this singular egg on top of the griddle, but rather it's talking. You see, if you start off the toises, Mata Lamala Osir Mishim to have a derech binyan, v'chein have a time of the kulam. Here, go back. See? Says toises. Mishim to have a derech binyan, Mata Lamala. If you start down and you go up, it's a derech binyan. V'chein have a time of the kulam. That's the reason for all of these cases. We still have three more cases to go. We're not even finished yet. Anyways, Toysis goes through some of the mechanics, but getting further down in the Toysis towards the bottom, when you're talking about the Be'er, you have V'chein Pirush Rebbeinu Chananel, it's about five lines before the bottom, cover the Be'osa, Kigoyin Shiyish Be'yim Mikan, U'Be'yim Mikan, V'Echer Al Gabe'yim. Oh, so here you have
also. So we use the egg as a support.
Eggs. We have eggs on the right.
That's a minion.
Oh, exactly. You have a whole bunch of eggs on the right and the left and the front and the back, and then you put eggs on top of it, so it makes like a ganze minion, a tower. So a little bit different than the Rashi because of some of your concerns. And then Igmar gives further examples. The same thing applies to a pot. Now, what is this pot that we're talking about? As you remember, we already had this in the Gemara yesterday. It's a part of the Mishnah. A person needed to make a stove, but he didn't have a stove. So what did he do? He put together two chavyasim. Two chavyasim means two large barrels. And he made an ear space between the barrels of, let's say, 3 inches, 5 inches. And then he took this large pot, which was 12 inches wide, and he put it, half of it standing on, a quarter of it standing on the right barrel, a quarter of it standing on the left barrel, and then half of the bottom of the pot is there suspended in mid-air. Underneath it, he put some sort of fuel or heat element to go and warm up the pot. Obviously, he has to go make some sort of insulation that he shouldn't go burn both of the barrels. But he took care of the mechanics. The point is that by putting together the two barrels and putting the pot on the top, I'm again making at least a temporary binyan. You started from down below and you're going upwards. So therefore, says Rashi, rather you should have somebody first hold on to the pot in mid-air, and then somebody else should go and bring the two chavis in so that they should stand beneath that pot. Just looking quickly at the next Rashi, V'chein Kedera, the fourth lines of Rashi, Shemo Yishivin Api Beis Chavisin, you're putting a pot on top of the two barrels, Lo Yakifena Tchila V'yachach Yoyishiv HaKedera, don't go and put the two chavisin close together, and then put the Kedera Aleim, Elu Helyoina Yitla Be'aver V'yachzena Be'yodoy. The Elyoina means the person who has the upper hand, who's holding on to the pot. He should hold it in mid-air. Of course, everybody will be looking at him as if it's a little bit strange, but he's not going to hold it forever. He's going to hold it in the air. And then, Misadra Chavis Tachtel, somebody else should come and Misadra the Chavis beneath the pot, you know, push the Chavis into place. So therefore, it would not look like a Derech Binyan. Same thing applies, says the Gemara V'chein Puria. Same thing as if you're putting together one of these makeshift beds. How would you normally put a bed? You'd first start off with the legs, and then you put the bedposts, horizontal bedposts, and on top of that, modern day, you'd put a mattress. Rashi says they didn't put a mattress. Sometimes they put an oar, they put a hide of an animal, and then a person would lie down. Here, instead, you should have somebody holding on to the hide on top, or today's mattress on top. Somebody else should put the bedposts underneath it, and then somebody else should go and put the legs underneath that to put the whole bed together. And the same thing applies, finally, v'chein chavita. Chavita is, you are storing a whole bunch of barrels within your wine cellar. How would you normally stack the barrels? Of course, you have first the first row, first layer, and on top of that, you put the next layer, and on top of that, the next layer, until the ceiling, until you fill up your wine cellar. That's not what way you're supposed to do it. Over here, what you're supposed to do is have one person holding the upper barrel suspended in mid-air, and then somebody else should go and bring the barrel underneath it. So it should be milmala lemata, and not melmata lemala. That's what it says here. The Gemara, Grada Rashi later on, when you the narrow lines become wide lines down below, Rashi says we do not paskin like any of that. If you just look at the last two lines of the narrow lines of Rashi, Rashi says the kulu sharu ben chazer ben tzmichas kederis vakafes chavios umedurta ukedera v'chol amiroim she'osru eselu lemalat mizdravava etc. V'nan kaim lekrib shimon, that all of this is mutter, and this is just according to Rabbi Huza, who is a Talmud of Rav. Anyway, that's bothering me too. But Maaser Rashi says, in all of these cases, we do not paskin like our Gemara. We hold that you can make it after all, milmata lemala, and not milmala lemata.
Doesn't like the fire until he walks away. Obviously, he's burn himself.
He's going to burn the chavios.
He said he insulated it.
Exactly, asbestos or something else. Make sure
some approved substance.
Yeah, don't go against the FDA or the EPA, CIA, FBI. All right, on to the next Gemara. Zuli more vayter. V'chein soim chenes agdir. Back in the Mishnah we learn v'chein soim chenes agdir bebekas. The ein soim chenes agdir bekas. You cannot go and take a log, a piece of wood, and hold up the kedera. Apparently the kedera was kind of on shaky ground, and to level it off, you want to go and insert a small piece of wood over there to hold it up in place. No, you can't use the wood for that purpose. What's the reason why you cannot use the wood for that purpose? We're going to see in another two lines that this Tana holds, leinitnu eitzim elo lehasaka, that the only way that you can use eitzim on yontif is if you're using them for purposes of making a fire, because that's what they are designated for fire purposes, and therefore you cannot use it for other purposes. The Gemara doesn't go into what happens if you're mazmin it the day before and you have in mind, I'm going to use it likdeira. Maybe that would be different. But stam eitzim, the halacha is, they are leinitnu elul hasak, according to this mandiyah. So, even though this piece of wood, I'm allowed to be metaltal on yontif and throw it into and make a fire out of it, that's permissible. But to go and put it under kedera, that's not permissible, because leinitnu eitzim ella lehasaka, only for that express purpose. And then the Mishnah also said v'chein bedelis. The same thing applies to a delis. Now, parshut in terms of the Hebrew, the simple definition v'chein bedelis sounds like just like you're not allowed to be soimach a kedera on a bekas. Don't go and hold up the kedera in place with this piece of wood. Don't hold up the kedera with a door. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what the mitzius is, but presumably it means that don't have the kedera right next to a door, and that door somehow gives support to the kedera. Freit Gemara, bedelis solka daitach, if you're going to try to hold up a pot with a door, it's not going to work. In fact, Rashi says the kedera is likely to break. Presumably that means people are going to come in and out of the doorway, and they push the door and close the door, and if the kedera is being held up by the door, that's a disaster waiting to happen. So what's a pshat? What means v'chein hadelis? What happens if you want to prop up not the pot, you want to prop up the door? Maybe you want to use it as a door stopper to keep the door open, to keep the door closed, something like that. You cannot use a bekas for that purpose either, because according to this man, the Omar, loy nitnu eitzim el hasaka, like the Gemara brings right now. So this was the Mishnah. All we've done is we've changed the girsa from v'chein badelis to v'chein hadelis. Not that the delis is acting to prop up the kedera, but the bekas is acting to prop up the delis. Tana Rabbanan, Zuk to Brisa, Ein Tzorim Chesak Deir Bebekas, V'chein HaDelis. Oh, same thing. Why? Shli Fishli Nitnu, Eitzim El Hasaka. Eitzim were only given for the singular purpose of Hasaka, for burning, not for propping up anything else like a Kedera or a Delis. And we're going to have this is going to run through not only the Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about that in the Mishnah and on the Amud Beis, this Svara of this the Shita of Leninu Eitzim El Hasaka.
It sounds like you're saying you're using the Kedera as a door stopper. I thought it was using a piece of wood as a door stopper.
I'm sorry, okay. I must have talked too quickly. We'll go over the Gemara again. The Mishnah says you cannot use the piece of wood to prop up the Kedera. And then it says the Mishnah, V'chein Badelis. Parshat Pshat means you cannot use the door to prop up the kedera, the pot. How a door props up a pot, I'm not sure, but presumably you're leaning the kedera against the delas so that it now will stay in place and it's not going to tumble over. How could that be? If you're going to try to prop up a kedera with a door, Rashi says, it's not going to work. It's just going to break. Rashi doesn't say how it's going to break, but presumably as people go in and through the door, they're going to close the door and open the door. It's going to bang against the pot, and the pot is not going to last very long. All the chulent and all the chicken soup is going to spill all over the floor. So does that make sense? Just like you're not allowed to use the bekas to prop up the pot, you're not allowed to use the bekas, this piece of wood, to prop up the door. Not that we're using the pot to prop up the door. You cannot use the bekas, the piece of wood, to prop up the door. How would you go and prop up the door with a piece of wood? Presumably using it like a door stopper, that you would somehow wedge it under the wood of the door to keep the door in place so that it shouldn't open, shouldn't close, whatever. It's good. And that's the problem in the Braisa. What's the reason why? What did I do with this piece of wood? I just put it under the door. Of course, no, Eitzim El Hasaka. Reb Shimon Mata, Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees. Reb Shimon says there's no such halacha. Once Eitzim Amuta, then Muta. Remember, Reb Shimon generally holds that there's no din of Mukta. So you could use Eitzim for anything. So you can use it for burning, and you use it for propping up pots and doors and anything you want. You shouldn't go and take a large piece of wood and use it as a large stick to steer the animals on Yontif. You want to make sure that the animal doesn't go too much, doesn't detour to the right or to the left. So you have such a makel to prod it on and to steer it and to show it the right way. So, ein madhigin, you cannot do this on Yontif. For Blazer Reb Shimon, Matar Reb Shimon says that it's mutter. Zoktimara, Leimer Blazer Reb Shimon, Kavua Sphere, right? It would look like the blood of Reb Shimon that says you can use a stick of wood to lead the animals, presumably holds like Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon doesn't hold a mukta, like the Gemara says. And if there's no din of mukta, that's why you can use the wood for any purpose. You can use it for burning, you can use it for propping up doors and kedeiros, and you can use it to go and steer animals in the right direction. So the choyra, the blood of Reb Shimon is exactly like his father. Says him, here the problem of being manig the behema b'makel is unrelated to this issue of nitnu or loy nitnu etzim el hasaka. It's unrelated to muktza concert. Rather, we're talking about, it looks like since he is steering this animal or animals with a makel, it looks like he's leading it to the marketplace. And perhaps he wants to go and sell it. Now, what is this lashon of lechinga? Rashi says, chinga means a mochoil. Osei Kodesh Baruch Hu lases mochoil la tzadikim. Hafachta misvidi lemochoil li.
What is that?
Oh, so that's the question. What's made the mochel? So mochel has a double definition. Mochel means a dance, and mochel means a circle. And presumably, the reason why it means both is because when people dance, they typically dance in a circle. That's why we say, Hafachta misbidi l'mochel li. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you've taken away my misbate, my days of hespin and eulogizing, and you've transformed it into days of mochel, of celebration, of dancing. And therefore we say, and the Gemara says, the end of Masechtas Tanis, which you'll learn me at Shem shortly, Osir Kodesh Baruch Hu lases mochel letzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make all the tzadikim going to sit in a circle. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to sit kaviyochel there in the middle, and everybody's going to go and say, oh, zeh hayoyim osa Hashem negilu v'nishma chabay. Anyway,
is mochel forgive?
Nothing to do with mechila. Maybe mechila, you're also celebrating and making a dance. Ah, oh, Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu is mochel me, but they have two different same spelling.
Spelled the same way.
Same mem ches lamed is the same shoyrish both.
Right, but the gimel in there.
I'm sorry.
The gimel sort of
with gimel within the word chinga.
Chinga.
Well, the word chinga is a an Aramaic term. So if you look at the Rashi halfway down the omid chinga mochol, you have that Rashi.
Yeah.
But al shem shemini odem soyvizim v'hoylchen bashuk. Ke'en soyvivois b'machoylois karulei chinga. It says people normally when they go in the marketplace, they kind of circle around to see all the different shops and who's selling what and what the best price is and what I need and what I don't need and blah blah blah. Do window shopping and you want to, so you go around almost like in a circle. So therefore, that's why it's called like a machol, because a machol people also sitting in a circle or dancing in a circle. So getting back to our Gemara, by leading the animal with that type of long stick, says Rashi, it looks like you're going to go and sell it b'shuk. We went to the Rashi Chinga, but if you go to the last few words of the prior Rashi, Shutzarach lahanhiga harbe, by the fact that he's taking the stick, it looks like he's going to lead this for a long distance. He's going limkar b'shuk, not just taking it across the street, but rather to go to the shuk to go and sell it. So that's the reason why it's prohibited, because it looks like he's going to engage in mekach u'memkah. It's like a zamaris ayin type of gzeira.
You already heard that you're allowed to slaughter and distribute animals to regular customers as long as you don't specify a price.
So this,
how different is this if you're going to go and bring these animals so that people can then say, yes, I do want a piece of flesh from this animal. Mm-hmm.
Remember, not all animals are created, although all people are created equally under the Constitution, but not all animals are created equally. This animal apparently was being used potentially for harisha, for freight, for whatever purpose. It might not even necessarily be a kosher animal. It could be a chamor, for instance. And then by leading it with the makel, people think, exactly. They're just taking it to the market to go and sell it, and people will buy it for whatever purpose they have in mind.
Is this yantuf? How is he allowed to even ride an animal?
He's not riding.
He's just leading with the makel. He's standing in front of the The behemoth doesn't come, so he meets the prada from time to time.
On yantuf.
So that's why it's prohibited, because of the fact
you can't
because it looks like he's selling it.
He's selling it.
On the next shikul, look more about chazra. Rav Nachman Osa. And what's mean chazra? So Rashi says chazra means you have a branch of a tree which happens to almost coincidentally be very, very sharp, and therefore you could use it as a spit in an oven to go and roast whatever you would normally roast on a spit. So Rav Nachman says, Osar, you're not allowed to use the Eitzim for that purpose. Rav Sheshes, Shari. Rav Sheshes says, you are allowed to. What's the Machlokes? Again, we're going to come back to it in another two or three lines about that view, that Shita of Leinitnu, Eitzim El Hasak. On Yontem, the only thing you can use Eitzim for is firewood, to go and light up the fire. Here they want to use it for a spit. Said Rav Nachman, no, you can't use it for a spit. You gotta use it for firewood. Rav Sheshes, Shari says, no, it's mut. Says Yigmar, if you're talking about a fresh branch that just fell off of the tree and it's still nice and moist and wet, then everybody agrees it's osir. Why is it osir? Because you cannot use it for firewood, because you try to make a fire with wet wood and you'll see you'll be there the whole night. It's not going to work. And therefore, migud, you can't use it for even for the basic firewood. You certainly can't use it for anything else. It's mutzah. Oh, if it's dry wood, man, the osir amalach, same thing as before. Loinitnu eitzim el hasaka, and here you're not making a fire; you're using it as a spit. No good. Man, the shari, Rav Sheshes holds it as mutter amalach. Mali litzlois boy, mali litzlois begacheltoy. Says a very logical svara. He says even if you hold loinitnu eitzim el hasaka, what means hasaka? To make a fire to be able to go in. Cook something, or like we said before, to make a madura, to heat up, because it's very, very cold in South America during Pesach or Shavuos or whatever Brother Shai was referring to earlier. But the Gemara is telling us now is that, says Rav Sheshes, if I'm using it for a spit, I'm also using it for cooking. It's not a cooking element down below. It's a cooking medium up above. But they're both roasting. You're roasting it on top of the eitzim. You're roasting it because it's lying on the eitzim. So it's basically the same.
Same objective.
Same objective, same mission, same goal, etc. That's the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Ikriyami, there's another version, which is similar but different. If you are using a dry piece of wood and you're using it as a spit because it's nice and sharp and fits nicely in the oven, you can use it for a spit. Everybody agreed that it would work, presumably with the svara that we just had Mali litzlis poit, mali litzlis begachat. Everybody would agree with pligi dishari. Keep leaving to tivta if it's wet. We just said now leinitnu etzim el lasaka. Okay, I'm being a little bit more liberal and allowing you not only to use it as firewood down below, you can use it for a spit. But that's only if it's yabeshta, if it would work for firewood down below. Retifta doesn't work for firewood. You cannot go and light a fire based on a wet or a moist piece of wood, fresh piece of wood. So therefore you can't use it for a spit either. Uman Dishar, the one that holds this mut, Amalach, HaChazda has a gargoyle. To start a fire with such a piece of wood, I would not advise you. It's not going to work. But if you already have a big bonfire with this, which is flaming and which is really doing a great job, and now you have to add some more fuel, throw in some moist pieces of wood. You'll probably hear a sizzle for the first couple of minutes, because that's the water that's evaporating. But eventually, that piece of wood will be burned to a crisp, and it will contribute to the bonfire. If in fact it's yavesha, if it's dried out, you can use it for a spit. Redivta, if it's wet, however, it's awesome. Same halacha again. Dorish Rav Isha leisikones ledir ha'etim litol mehen ud. Although the Rav refers to Isha, Isha presumably is labdafka. Presumably that was the oirach ara, that the women were in charge of the cooking, like in many households today, and therefore she wanted to make sure that the fire would burn well, so that the children would cook well, or the roast beef, or whatever was cooking. So Ishli Tikonis Lidira Eitzim, she goes now into where the shed where you have all the Eitzim together. She wants it Lito Mehen Ud, she wants to take it to use for an Ud. We know the expression Ud Mutzel Mi'esh, but here Ud is referring to using it as a stir, to go and stir the coals, to stir up the fire. So she wants to use this eitz, not as the firewood itself, but, you know, to push and prod and stir the flames and the... A poker! Oh, that's the right word, a poker! Exactly, yeah. Shkoiker. Oh, thank Oscar, poker. But just don't confuse that with another thing that's called poker. We're talking about the poker that you poke the fire. Exactly, okay. Good. Play your rather go and play with a dreidel. See, if you go to the eitzim litom and mud to go make such a poker again for the same reason, because litnu eitzim elasak. What about the udshim nishbar? What happens such a poker that broke on yontif? Also lasikam yontif, you're not allowed to use that for burning on yontif, even though it's a broken piece of wood now. So this would be ideal to use as fuel, but since it broke today, it becomes a muktzah nolad situation, that from erev yontif I never would have taken this poker and burned it in the fire. It's far greater utility when I use it as a poker rather than as firewood. And if it would have broken yesterday, then I could use it for firewood, but since it broke today, it's like a nolad muktzah situation. This, of course, according to Reb Yehuda, not according to Reb Shimon, etc. And continues the one. If you had a kli, so that's muchan and mezuman, that you could burn. Remember, we had yesterday, not according to Reb Nechemiah, because Reb Nechemiah said you can only use a kli for tashmishoy hamiyuchad, not use it for any purpose. But this mandiyama goes according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says you can go and make a fire with wooden kelim, but you cannot use a fire with shivri kelim, meaning shivri kelim that broke today because of the muktzah issue. Frank Yimara, the memory, you're telling me, Rava who said this halacha, the memory, the Rava can view this, virle, the Islay muktzah, the Rava holds like a Yehuda that holds the Islay muktzah. Is that the case? Ma'omali Rava the Shame, didn't Rava tell his Shamis, Tovili bar avza, Vishodi me'eho lishunra. Rava said to his Shamis, I want you to go and broil for me a bar avza. This bar avza you always have a problem with. The Gemara, and it's using, Mendy will certainly remember, I'm not sure anybody else will remember, that we used to have a Yid here who davened here for many years, Munyu Bakenrot, Zecharin Levrocha. So Munyu Bakenrot one time was attending the shir, and I translated the word avza as a duck. So afterwards he came over to me and he told me, an avza is a gantz. Gantz means a goose. A bar avza is a duck. Bar avza meaning a kachka. That's what he told me. However, Art Scroll does not agree with Ramanu, because every time they come to Bar Avza, they just say a young or a junior Avza goose. They don't recognize this Bar Avza as being a duck. So, if I want to be faithful to Ramanu's Chran of Rucha, Bar Avza is a duck, But according to the article, it's a young abza, it's a young goose. But regardless, so Rava said to Shamis, go and broil for me that fowl. Vishodmi el shunah, and take the mimi ayin, take the innards, and throw it to the shunah, to the cat to go and eat. Now the problem over here is that the Gemara doesn't say it clearly, but it sounds like that this was already geshochten from Erev Yontif, and from Erev Yontif, a human being could eat both the Avza and the Bnei Me'ayin. After all, the Bnei Me'ayin include a lot of things that many people do eat. For instance, you're talking about a chicken, people eat the pipik, even though the pipik is considered to be part of the Bnei Me'ayin. And the people eat liver as part of the Bnei Me'ayin. In other words, the inner organs as opposed to the actual meat. However, it's already a day later, it's on Yontif itself, and when you're going to shed the Me'eha, the Bnei Me'ayin, from the rest of the Avza, it's already not ro'oi for human consumption, and therefore said Rav, to the Shabbos, go and give it to the Shunra. What's bothering the Gemara is that since the day before an Erev Yontif, one could eat, a person, mankind could eat the Bnei Me'ayin, so it wasn't Miyuchad Lishunra at that point. It's only now today on Yontif that you decided, no, nobody's going to eat the Bnei Me'ayin anymore, as we'll see anymore, because it's going to start having that odor and that terrible stench. And that being the case, it's no longer fit for human consumption, only for animal consumption. But before Yontif, it was roi for human consumption and not for animals. So how can I go and use it now for animals? So don't we have a problem, according to Yehuda, that yesterday it was for humans, and now you want to go and switch it from humans to Shunra? Shouldn't it be a case of Muktza Alibed Rabbi Yehuda? Since Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tzvila is the Muktza, why did he allow the Bnei Me'ayim to be given to the Shunra on Yontif? After the Gemara Hasid, Kim the Mizrachi Me'esmal Dai to Ilave. Says the Gemara, very simple. Rav knows what the Bnei Me'ayim are like a day after the Shechita, and he knows that tomorrow on Yontif, Kim the Mizrachi, they will already begin to spoil and decay and have this terrible odor and stench. Me'esmal, already from the day before, he was already thinking, when I'm going to ask my shamus tomorrow to go and cook up this goose or this duck, I'm going to go and instruct him and go and take them in the ayim and just throw them to the shunra, because the shunra needs to eat as well.
So Rava does hold like Rabbi Yehuda then.
He does hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He could. In fact, the first halach he held like Rabbi Yehuda, because he said that masikim kelim and masikim shivrei kelim. Remember, we had three brises yesterday, and the Gemara said that brise is a libet Rabbi Yehuda. So that being the case, Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason why he's allowing the throwing of the Bnei Me'ayim to the Shunra is because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was not Mutza, because Da'atei Elevei, he thought about it on Erev Yomtiv, yeah, I'm going to use the Bnei Me'ayim as fodder for the cat. We're not going to use it for human consumption.
Where should say that he roasted Erev Yomtiv?
It's the shechted at Erev Yontif, and we are roasting it on Yontif itself. And that's how we had died to Alei from the day before. Look at the Rashi. Shodin the El Shunra, it's fifth of the wide lines here, right? Hashtag when I'm the Chatul, Rabbi Yehuda, also the Tal Taloi, Ulasita the Chatul, why the Me'esma Mukhali Odom Hoya? Yesterday, these Bnei Me'ayim were edible by human beings. For the club, and not to go and give to cats or to dogs. Asura, if it's not available for Shabbos, it's awesome. In other words, if it's not intended for food for animals, you're not allowed to give it to animals. It's only fit for human consumption. Not that the animals cannot eat it, but something which is muchan li odom lo yhava muchan li klavim v'lo yhava chatulim. Says Mark, give me the Mizrachi. And yanichal l'tzerich machar, if he's going to leave it from Erev Yontif to the next day to Yontif, v'ayom lo yhatzerich lehem, and he didn't need it on Erev Yontif. Nobody needed to eat the goose on Erev Yontif because everybody was busy running back and forth, etc. It's me'esmon from Erev Yontif, daiti levayu. He already thought about it that time. Mashlich l'chatul, that tomorrow we're going to give it to the chatul. It's good. Zog the Mishnah. Reb Leza oyimen oikol adam kisei mishal afanav lachtois boi shinov u'megavid menachotzer u'madik shekol ma shebechotzer muchan hu. V'chacham oyimen megavid mishal afanav u'madik. This again gets into the same machloikas that we had before, that the Gemara talked about at the top of the Amid, whether nitnu Eitzim for all purposes, Ulay Nitnu Eitzim Elul Hasaka. And we have, as Rashi explains, a double machloikis between Reb Lezer and the Chacham. The first halacha is that Reb Lezer says, Noitel Odom Kisim Shalafanav, he can go and take a splinter and use it Lachas Beishinav for a Tzanshtecher. Tzanshtecher means for a toothpick, exactly. You can use it for toothpick. Hey, a toothpick, but that's not for hasaka purposes. You're not burning this toothpick. Because this kisim you could have thrown into the fire instead of using for a toothpick. Says the Tanna Kamma, Reb Lezer, I don't subscribe to this shita of loinitnu eitzim el hasaka. Just like the wood is muchan umezuman for purposes of a fire, it's muchan for all purposes. Presumably he would hold you can use the eitzim to prop up a kedera or a door, because it's not just solely and exclusively for burning purposes. So therefore, you can use it for a kisa, use it for the toothpick, and umegavmen a chotzer, and you can also collect all of the kismais, all of these loose pieces of wood, small and big. You can collect them all from the chotzer mavik. Shkol machi b'chotzer muchanu. Earlier on, a couple of days ago, we had talking about a soda or a karfith. That's already not next to his property. Chotze, by definition, Rashi usually says that chotze means the front lawn of a person's property, and so therefore, that's whatever's on the front lawn, I think about all the time as I keep on going in and out of my house, and I look, oh, there's a piece of wood over there, a piece of wood over there. Oh, I know what I can do with that. I can go and use it for a fire, or I can use it for a toothpick. So whatever in the chotze is muchan. So the two halachas of Reb Lezer are, number one, that you can use eitzim for multi-purposes, and number two, it doesn't have to be dafka in your house, it could be in the chot. The Chacham HaMoyim, no. Megave Mishalafanim, number one, you can only collect these thin pieces of wood, these splinters, these kismas that you have at home. Mishalafanim means at home as opposed to in the chotzer. If you look at the Rashi, six lines from the bottom, the Chacham HaMoyim, Megave Mishalafanim, Mavik, Ava Min HaChotzer Loi. Not, you cannot collect from the chotzer only for what's in your house. Hoyl v'dakenhein, since it's a small little piece of wood. V'toyrech v'koshem yasmol, and it's difficult to go and collect them all together. You have a little splinter here, a little splinter there. Therefore, lav lachi kaimi. But the ka'amis noitel kisim lachtas shirav anan islan api shalafonav lo yitoil el lahadik. The chacham disagree on using the kisim for the toothpick purposes. You can only use it for fire. So like nitnu eitzim el lasoka. Therefore, there's a double machloikis. Double machloikis. Machloikis number one is the Tanna Kamma. Reb Lezer says you can use these pieces of wood for anything and everything that you normally use wood for, including for toothpicks. Number two, you can go and collect it from the entire chotzer. All of that is muchan. And the Chacham says, oh, no, no. Number one, you can only use it umadlik for a fire. Number two, it's got to be mavim mishalafana. If it's in your home that you have in the corner somewhere a bunch of loose splinters and stuff, yeah, collect those at home, but not from the chotzer. And don't use it for a kizim. Use it only for hadlaka. Veinitno eitzim el lasak. And the mission continues on. Eimot sina seur loy mina eitz loy mina avonim veloy mina offer veloy mina offer veloy mina mayim. You're not allowed to create a brand new fire on Yom Tov. I'm sure that you know, and I'm sure your wives are makbid, for instance, when they go and light candles the second night of Yom Tov. You cannot take a match and light it, and light the candles. You have to go and take it from a pre-existing fire. So many people go and they have, anyway, a fire on their stove, because they do some cooking and they have a blech or whatever, and so therefore you can go and put the match into that fire. Now it's an existing fire. Now the match has become lit from the existing fire, and then you can go and light your candles. Or you can do it from the pilot light if you have an old...
So you can light the sulfur from the matchstick?
The sulfur from the matchstick. I'm not sure.
You light the match. You're talking about the tip of it. Yeah.
You can't take the match and go...
No, like, but the tip of the match usually has like a little bit of a coating.
Yes.
That ignites.
Exactly.
From being struck.
Correct.
On the box. So you can light...
It from an existing light, from an existing
from
fire.
Light, you can light that...
Exactly. Or if you want to save yourself the expense of a matchstick, if you go to the match, if you can go and take the candle over to the flame and then light it straight, and you don't have to attempt the... That's another problem. Yeah, okay, so you have to make a cheshbon, which is worse than which is... Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so getting back to the Mishnah, so you cannot create a brand new fire. The reason is Rashi Mishum de Moilid. doesn't say clearly what moilet is. Moilet sounds like it's making a new binyan. Maybe it's a tikkun kli, a tikkun mana. But the point is, you're making something new, and therefore it's awesome midraban. You can't go and make a new fire, not from eitzim, by taking two pieces of wood. When's the last time you made a fire by taking two pieces of wood? A while ago. Flamin avonim, or taking two stones. Flamin offer. Yeah, exactly. Offer is referring to, like, if you go to a mine or a quarry, you'll see that it's burning hot, the quarry or the offer there, and so therefore theoretically you can go and light something. It's very combustible, it can lead to fires. Flamer often the Bach takes out flamer often flamer amayim. Now normally you wouldn't make a fire with water, usually you take water to extinguish the flame. Rashi says you're using the water over here like we would use today a magnifying glass, that if you have the sun going straight through the magnifying glass, as I'm sure you all tried it out when you were kids in school, you can go and cause a fire. Here too, if you have the water in a particular direction in a glass, and the sun is beating through it, and there's paper next to it, it could have that magnifying glass effect and cause a fire. That's what Rashi says down below. Rashi himself doesn't sound like he's totally convinced, and therefore he said he heard that from one of the Goinei Lombardi. That's Rashi down below. Let's take a look at the Rashi. First, very wide line, all the way down, minamayim. See Rashi all the way down. So Rashi minamayim. Nois the mayim beklis chuches levana. Go and put water into a special white glass. Nois the becham and put it in the sun. Kishashem shcham oid when the sun is early. Vas chuches moitzia shel heves. As a result of the chuches of the glass, it could cause a flame. Or maybe in the oiris, and you go and bring some oiris. It usually means
Combustible material.
Very good. Shkoyach. Umagim b'schuchim, you put it next to the glass. V'boeres, and it burns. Kach shemati b'piyot, that's what I heard from the piyot of the yoitzer. Shiyosef echem migoyni lombari. Now the Maseres Hashas changes the gears a little bit. If you look at the oischof up above on the right hand margin. Tzorach loima, not b'piyot yoitzer, but rather b'pirush sefer yetzira. Shekein nimtza mefurish b'peirish b'pirusha l'sefer yetzira l'reb shapsi donolo harofe milambardia.
That's all.
Oh, you see that? Can you imagine? You don't have that up here, but you should have it parallel in the Gemara itself.
Yeah, we get here. You
have it. He doesn't have it. His. Do you have it all the way in the bottom? Yeah, not that goes about.
Sosa shas.
Sometimes he doesn't have.
He has him. Sosa shas.
No, he doesn't. It should be parallel here on this side or on that side. You should see. Do you have anything there on the second wide line?
It's right here.
Very nice.
Yes, see that. Next, even closer. You don't have to go rush all the way up there. You have them right nice.
Next line.
Very nice.
Okay, so that's what the Lombardi Goyen, Rabbi Dr. Donilo, said. Good. Getting back to the Mishnah of Ein Malabnin Esar, often litzlis ben, you also cannot heat up tiles to use that as such a. If you take a tile and you put it into the fire, now it's red hot, white hot. The reason why it says the melamnin, because it's white hot. Now you want to go and make a scrambled egg on top of that. You cannot be melamnin often for that purpose. It's not because you're not going to do the cooking. You're not a cook on Yom Tov. The Gemara is going to say two reasons why you can't use it. We're afraid the often might break. Maybe it's fragile. We'll see Mitch and Mara at the very tail end.
We eliminated it from the previous thing. You said the Bach takes it out.
That's correct. Right. He took it out of there, but he puts it over here.
Okay.
You see, if you look in the Aleph in the Bach, three lines before the end of the Rashi, of the Mishnah, V'loy mina offer. You see there's an Aleph over there? So go and take to the Bach, the Mishnah, V'loy mina offer, V'loy mina mayim, King Tzorah. Let me take this. V'loy mina offer, Nimcha. Go and delete them, strike them. Okay? But those we take out, but these we leave out. So, Shimon HaMarav Yehuda, on to the Amud Beit. Och lebehema. Och lebehema doesn't mean people that eat animals. Och lebehema means ma'achol lebehema. Cattle fodder. Food that you serve to animals. Ein behem yishum tikkun kli. If you were to go and take them and fashion a kli out of them, it's not called a kli. What does that mean? So Rashi says you're talking about like kash ba'ali konim. Talking like straw, or you're talking about alikonim reeds or leaves of reeds and that type of stuff. That's something that animals eat. Emisham tikkun kli. And therefore, if you wanted to, says Rashi, with the liktoim, you'll have to go and cut them in pieces. Ulatakin kashu shibolim bishabas lachzushinav. If you want to go and make from one of these reeds into a toothpick, you can go and trim it, and you can go and use it, because it's soft enough that you can use it for behema. So once it's soft enough, it's not mukta. I can use it for machal behema. I can also use it for tikkun kli, and therefore there is no iser of tikkun kli.
And Rashi says b'shabbos, not talking about yantiv now. Rashi says b'shabbos.
Okay, even on Shabbos, not only on during the week, but even on Shabbos. So that's the chiddush. This is mine, I guess. Yes. What, who put it there? Wait, I probably did. Vaytimar Eisrei Rav Kana Rav Yehuda. So Rav Kana asked Rav Yehuda. This was Rav Yehuda's law, right? That's Rav Yehuda. Eisrei Rav Kana Rav Yehuda. Metalklin Atzi B'Sam. Atzi B'Sam are probably similar to the B'Sam that we use Matzah Shabbos for smelling, for the bracha of Bayim Nipsam. So you're allowed to be metalklin them on Yontif, Lor Riech Behem, to go and from the Aleph, this is also for Shabbos. You're allowed to go and be metalklin them, Riech Behem, to go and smell them. In other words, you're allowed to smell the Atzi B'Sam on Shabbos, not only Matzah Shabbos. Ulohanet Behem L'Choyla, if you have a Choyla that needs a little bit of air, a refreshener, you're allowed to go and wave those around for the Choyla. Moiloloi, and if you have these Atzi B'Sam, you can be moil them. Moil them needs to go and rub them between your fingers. Omeiriach boy, and then go and smell the Atzi B'Sam with your fingers, and you smell it, gishmak. However, v'lo yiktimenem, don't go and cut it, lo riach boy. In other words, you cut off the top to be able to get the reach from inside. That you're not allowed to do. V'nkitmoy, but if you did, potter avol osir. It's only osir midrabanan, not min hatoyim. However, if you want to take that same Atzi B'Sam and use it now for a toothpick, you cannot cut it. It's an Iser D'Oraisa. What's the Iser D'Oraisa that's involved over here? Says Rashi, because you're making it into a kli. What kli? A toothpick. Not your normal kli, and that you're not talking about a vessel that you, a pot or a pan or a plate. What you're talking about, you're making into a kli, into a kissim, a toothpick, and that's chayiv chatas. And therefore, says Rashi, the reason why you're not allowed to be kotein it, lehariach boy, that was the halacha right before it, is a gzeira otu, if you're going to start going and saying you're allowed to trim and cut these atzi b'samim for purposes of lehariach boy, somebody might come to use it lachtas boy shinov. So therefore, midrabanon, they made a gezeira. Look at the Rashi, v'leik temenu l'riach by fourth line from the top. She'ing mokem haktima lach v'reichay noidiv. You now let it go and cut that because there it's moist. It's, oh, smells good. You now let it do that midrabanon gezeira doli leisa l'koit melach z'beshina. Because next time somebody else will go and cut and say, ah, I saw Yankel el chayid. He went and cut it to smell. He probably can cut it for other things too. And he's cutting it now for a toothpick. That's awesome. Kli mishavale de kisur de raisa.
So therefore, it's not a couple tuma. It's a pashut kli. It's not. How can we have Torah's kli on it if it doesn't? It's not a couple tuma.
What you're saying is that you want to equate the din of kalim for Shabbos to the din of kalim for tuma.
Kalim is kalim.
Yeah, no, I understand. The Gemara, in fact, yesterday did equate the two, because the Gemara said, "Man Tana Hu Yatan of the Mishnah Ein Poichsin Asaner Mitneishu Oisek Kli." It only goes according to the Meir that holds the Kli Cheres Meimus and Mekabel Tuma Mishnah Nigmar Malachtoi. Where do we see that? It's Meimus and Mekabel Tuma. So he equated for Tuma purposes.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Our Gemara apparently rejects that, and it doesn't. We would not go and quote the Amad Yomar, and it's holding that it could be a kli for Shabbos purposes, but not a kli for
Tuma purposes.
For Tuma purposes, exactly. So anyway, getting back to our Gemara, gosh, actually, what's the kasha? We started off that Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to take uichle behema, which were kashin alikonim, and you're allowed to go and cut them, and you're allowed to even use them to make lachza shinav, to make a toothpick. That's how Rashi said, and there's no iser mishum tikkun kli, it's fine. Rav Kana said to Rabbi Yehuda, I have here a braisa that says very, very clearly that if you cut atzei behema, atzei psomim, and the Gemara is assuming that atzei psomim is the equivalent of uichle behema, because animals also eat, I guess, from these eitzim. That being the case, here it says, if you're choytet boishinov, not only is it osur, but it's even chiyav chatas, which means it's a chiyav diaraisa. So you're telling me you're allowed to go and cut these alei konim to go and use it for a toothpick. The price says if you did something like that to atzim samim, you'd be a chiv chatas deraisa. Amalei. So when Rav Yehuda heard this kasha of Rav Kahana, he said somewhat rhetorically, "Hasha poter avul aser kakashali." If this braisa would simply say that if you took the atzib summon, you cut it to make lasis bashinov to go and make a toothpick, that it's poter avul aser, that would already be shver on me because I said it's mutal chatchila. Chayiv chatas mi boye. Now that the braisa said that you chayiv chatas, wow, that's a real stark akasha on me. What am I going to do with this braisa? Says Rav Yehuda, but Rav Kahana nish geferlich. Elikitanya he bekoshin. That case of the braisa is talking about that the atzib some were hard, like the atzib some that we have in our jars, that those are relatively hard. The one that I'm talking about, the oichle behema, those were nice and soft, and therefore the animals would eat from it. Samigui that happens to be muchan for purposes of machle behema, it's also muchan to go and make from it a toothpick because it's soft and he doesn't hold like the man diyama that says loinitnu eitzim el hasaka. You can use it for multiple purposes, and that's why it's okay. This braisa that says the atzib some are, you're not allowed to cut it and snip it and make from it lasas b'shinam, and if you did chashom isajiraisa, so well, it's hard like a rock, or at least hard as a piece of wood. It's not edible by the animals, and therefore you cannot. Okay, Taitimora, 1 second, let's go look back at the beginning of the braisa. Metalta natzim b'samim. Umoilai means you can go and take it in your fingers, and you can go and rub it back and forth. If you remember when we spoke about Melila earlier on in the Masechta, we were talking about stalks of wheat. And stalks of wheat, that type of thing, if you rub it between your fingers, then the chaff comes off and you can eat the wheat kernel. Yeah, that's B'nai Melila. But here you're talking about hard, Hatzi B'Salam. That doesn't sound right. L'chayr must be talking about that they're soft. If they're soft, then have nochemul hadakush leduchta is a shver anaviyud. We have to add a couple of words in the braisa, and we start the braisa over again. The braisa says metalta natzim b'sam umoyloi umeriach boy. You're allowed to go and rub it to your fingers, and you're allowed to go and smell it, and you're even allowed to be koit moy umeriach boy. You're even allowed to go and snip it and smell it. You're allowed to go and snip it and smell. But if it's nice and soft, because then that's like the halach of Rabbi Yehuda, it's oichle behema. It's roy to be eaten by animals, and therefore it's mutter, it's not mukta. You can go and cut it. Al bekashin or kashin, if you're talking about something which is hard, then you cannot go and snip it. Then cut my, if the reason why you're cutting it is lahariach by to smell, you shouldn't do it. That you're going to come, and if you in fact cut it, then you're not allowed to do that. Cut me chayiv chatos. Why chayiv chatos? Again, like we said before, according to this mandi amr, only for purposes of burning and not any other purpose. And if you're going to go and form a toothpick, yet no problem.
Yeah, but if we're talking about Shabbos, it's not even it's also even for Hasukkah.
You're right. You know, I agree. So what we're talking about therefore is you can only use an eitzim r mukta
entirely. There's no purpose whatsoever.
Entirely,
completely, thoroughly, 100%.
Thoroughly, 100%, exclusively, solely, 100%, 1000%. Therefore, if you went and cut them and you made a kli out of it, kli here being the toothpick, you're chayiv chatas. Okay, so kasha was Rav Kahana of Yehuda. You said you can make a toothpick from food items. Here it says you cannot. Mora says it depends on rakin or kasha. And the Mora now kind of repeats it once again. You're allowed to take these atzib sum and you're allowed to go and cut them and smell them, even the chatchila. But you're not allowed to. The gzeira, mishum, you're going to make it into a toothpick. You're talking about that they're soft. And you're talking about that they're hard. Same text. Maslur of Acha Bar Yankif. The caution of my life. Why are you telling me that if it's hard, that you're not allowed to go and cut them for purposes either for a lachs by shinov or even lahariach by? Maishna mihogat nan. Why is it different than the following Mishnah? This is a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. We continue to talk about Shabbos, like Barry correctly pointed out. What happens if you have a chavis, which is nice and sealed, and you want to go and get the groigris out on Shabbos? Groigris are dry figs, and you want to be able to eat them. You're allowed to go and break the barrel. But don't go and make a kli. What means to make a kli? Rashi means to go and make a peh, to go and make an opening in the kli. Go and break it in such a way that you shouldn't be making an opening in the kli, because then you're creating a brand new kli by making that opening. That's why years ago we had the big shilas, for instance, a person who wanted to use a can opener to open up the can and remove the cover, or even if you had those pull-ups, right? And then, even though, what's the problem? Shaver, you're allowed to go and break the can to go and get the contents, but now you're making it into a kli.
Some segresha type thing.
Exactly. By making an opening now, you can store it and put it in the refrigerator, and you can take out the contents, and you can fill it with other things, so you're now making a kli out of it.
So it's already a kli, that's what they say. You know, it's already storing, so you're not making a kli.
The point that you're making
is you're able to use it now for new things.
One of the things, what you're saying is one of the arguments of people that hold that it's mutter. Yeah. However, this is a hot issue among the late contemporary poskim, Ramoshin and others, Bishatoy, about whether you can or you cannot. We're not deciding halacha over here. I'm just raising that this is not a thing which is, thousands of years ago. This is something which has contemporary effect or halachic consequences even today. So you have to know the tzion, you have to speak to your local rav, etc., competent rav, to make sure that what you're doing is religiously correct. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so shover adam sechavis lechem yemen groigis, you've got to do that. You just said, make sure you're not making a kli. Make sure. So what's the kasha? The kasha over here is, I took the atzei psom. My entire kavan and the atzei psom of snipping it was for purposes of lahariach, by to smell. What does the braisa say? No, don't do that, because Zera, you might come and make a kli out of it, and you make a kli, and therefore, potter aval osur. Fretimara, the chavius is no softer than those atzei psom. It's just as hard. You're allowed to go and open it up and make a big hole in it. Just make sure that you don't fashion a kli by making the hole in it. That being the case, is up to you, Mara. Why don't you say the same svara bayons? When I took that atzei psom and I snipped it, I didn't have kavanah. I wanted to use it for a kli. I wanted to use it for a toothpick. Baruch Hashem, I was at my dentist yesterday. I don't need toothpicks. Everything is great. Everything is fine. I just want to go lariach by. So the chayit should be mutter. You're allowed to be sure of the chavis lechadchava. Just loyal liskaven lazis kli. I'm not mechamas kli. I don't want a toothpick. I don't need toothpicks. I don't believe in toothpicks. So that's kasha number one. Another kasha. V'oit. Harava bar Rav Ada. The Ravin bar Rav Ada. Probably these are two brothers, Rava and Ravin, the sons of Rav Ada. The Amr divide that they said together unanimously. Ki havina and beit Rav Yehuda, when we visited Rav Yehuda's house, hamifasheach the yohev lon alvasa. We went to his house and he went and took off the bark and gave us alvasa alvasa. What says alvasa alvasa? Rashi says that this comes from the word ola v'roimach. Ola would mean like a large piece of wood, just like a roimach is a large spear. See Rashi about three lines lower in the Rashi. Alvasa, hava mifasheach, lon menatlushin. We're talking about wood that was, of course, talish not b'chuber, chas v'shalom. And he went and removed some of the outer trimmings, and now he made into maklis gedolim, like large sticks. So getting back to our Gemara, and he did that. Even though now this piece of wood was long enough and strong enough to use as a handle for nargi. Nargi is a hatchet, an axe. The chatzini, I think, is a pick or something like that. So you can use these as handles now. So even though they are technically roi to be kelim, that wasn't my kavanah, but they are roi to be kelim, nevertheless, it's okay. What's the reason why in mefasheach and he made these long sticks? Says Rashi, he did it lohariach for purposes of the nice scent. Apparently, these alvasa, if you broke them and you smell them, ooh, that really smells like the country air. Oh, wonderful for me. A city slicker. I have this country air. That's great. I can use it as an air freshener in my home. It really smells great. So he would do that on Shabbos, and he wasn't concerned about the possibility, oh, you're making a kli. No, I'm not making a kli. I'm not mecham tzlasis kli, even though it was roi to use as a hand. It's a chvay teshver why did you say by kashin you can't go and cut off the tops of the psamim for purpose of hariyah? Because he might be making a kli, he might have in mind next time to go and make a toothpick. As long as they don't have in mind to make anything out of it, I just want a hariyah, it's kusha. So what's the problem? Don't you want like kashin? Harav Lezer Rabban. In fact, it's a machlokes. The sign. Reb Lezer Oimer, Noitel Odom Kisem Mishalefanim Lachtus Beshinim. A person who has a comment, just like our Mishnah, but this is a brisa because you'll see the next Madiyam Chacham is different than our Mishnah. So we're not quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah, in fact, continues on to Negadav Menachotzer. Anyway, so Reb Lezer said, Noitel Odom Kisem Mishalefanim. You're allowed to go and take a kisem and like Beshinim and use it as a toothpick. No problem. You can only take this toothpick if it's already in an avos. Avos means a trough that a behema eats from, meaning that it would have been ro'i for the animal to eat. It was among the cattle fodder or whatever was in that trough. And if you want to take a piece of that and make from it a kis, that's no problem, because like the Amora said at the top of the Amos, ochle behema ein behem mishum tikkun kli. If it's ro'i for an animal to eat, yeah, you can go and take it and fashion it into toothpick. No problem. Vishovin, so even though there's a machlok between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, a gap by the kisem, Vishovin shlo yichtemen. But don't go and take something and cut it. Then cut my lachsas b'shinov. If you cut it to go and use as a toothpick, but if they avoy adalus, or to use as, I guess, as a, not as a toothpick, but as a lock pick, yeah, to pick a lock. Vishoyeg, if you did it vishoyeg on Shabbos, you're chayiv chatos. Amazing beyond the Sufikas Arbaim, the Reb Lezer. This is a kind of a strange expression that Bishoyim Bishabbos is Chayv Chatos, and he does amazing beyond the Sufikas Arbaim. Well, why does the Brice use it? It's
an amazing Chayv Chorus.
If it's
a Israel,
if it's a
Lam and Tesla. But Mezib Shabbos, he should be Chayv
Skila.
Yeah. Exactly. So why are we going from Shogig on Shabbos to Mezib on Yontif?
Right.
So, says the Shita Mekugat, says, the reason is because the Braisa that we're talking about is talking about a Dover Motsui. It's a rarity to find an Erech Yid, the Chas Hashem should be over an Issud Yeraisa. Mezib. The reason why this person cut it, he thought, no problem, I can use a lahariach boy and I can use it also last of machine up. So he made a mistake. It was a shogeg. That's for you, right? That's for me.
Yeah.
Good. So he used it for shogeg. So shogeg is chayiv chatas. On yontif, however, if we're going to use the expression that on yontif, there is no chiyav bishogeg. Avad, you should go and clap al chait on Yom Kippur. You should go and do tshuva throughout the year, not only on Yom Kippur. But there is no Oynish given in the Torah. There's no payment. You don't have to bring karm chatzis. Chatzis only if you have an issa kores, and not by yontiv where there's only an issa la. So therefore, the only way to demonstrate that yontiv he did something wrong is to say that b'mezid soifis abom he would get malchus divrei Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer clearly holds that if you take something which is hard and you fashion from it a toothpick, then chas v'shalom you're over an issur that rises to a d'oraisa. Meaning both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Dr. Rashi. It's only derabbanan. It's not an issa d'oraisa. Ah, and therefore, Reb Lezer tikom mahasim chayiv chatos hocha poter avolosar. Reb Lezer that says that if you had in mind specifically to go and lachas beishinav, so you're making it into a kli, then you chayiv chatos d'oraisa. Hocha when hocha means on the braisa earlier above. When he was kotamit lahariach by, not to make it into a kli, minatayr, it's okay. But the Rabban made a gzeira otu that if you're going to allow him to go and cut it, to trim it, to be able to lahariach by, he might use it also for a toothpick. And if a pata avalasin, Rabban the Amri Hasa pata avalasin, the chum over here which says echad zev echad zev elamishem shvus. It's only drabanon, so therefore it's part of avalaser. When is that case? When he uses it actually lachsas b'yishinav. However, if he's only using lahariach boy, achamut lechatchilu b'imutter, totally allowed to cut it lahariach boy. But let's late little okay. Period. So that's how we end for the seer that we asked the kasha from before. The fakedim of less little blazer had it not. We skipped over the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Shoyver odem esachobius lechel mimena groigus vavachel yisrav and last is great. You're allowed to lechatchila go and break the chobius, even though you just said now that even according to Rabbanon, potter avil osir at the very least, because you're not allowed to make a kli, even though minatoyer it's not a kli, it's not chayv chatzis. But mit Rabbanan, you're making a kli that you are breaking it. Oh, so you're talking about Vachli Yischavelas is kli. But even if Vachli Yischavelas is kli, that means you're allowed to go and do it lechatchila. Nobody holds you can do it lechatchila. At the very least, it's part of a lawsuit. Om Ravashi Kitanya, he ben mustaki. What means mustaki? Mustaki, says Rashi, means that the chavius is inferior and apparently broken, and it's about to fall to pieces anyway. So you don't have to worry about that he's going to be mechaven lasis kli. And Rashi even uses an English word of resin. See, if you look at Rashi's second wide line, all the way in the bottom, then mustaki. So Rashi, mustaki. Chov yishmure. It's already a broken barrel. Shemedabkin shvoreh, the sraf shalait. How do they attach together the pieces of wood? By using sap of a tree. Shekarin, sap. Shoyisimim menu zefes, that they make from the pitch or tar. Shekarin oisai, resin. Vereichoi doima lereach levoina. And has a nice smell like that of levoina, like incense. Veloshen Aravi in Arabic, Karin Oisai, Mustaki. That's why the Gemara uses that expression. Some sort of glue. A glue which is gluing the pieces together. Kach Omar Li, Reb Shmuel, Hamachuna Chosin, Min Barbeshta. From Barbeshta. The Kivan, Duruhi. Since this is a very fragile, delicate, inferior Chavius, like the English, I don't have to worry about it. A regular case of when I'm being kotem, I'm cutting off and cutting and trimming the pieces of atzib saman when they are hard. Then I have to be nervous, even though he's doing the hariach boy. However, Xayra, maybe he's going to come on to Chas V'Shalom to go and make it into a toothpick. He's fashioning a kli. No good. But here, you don't have to worry about that he's going to fashion a kli from this chavius, because this chavius is about to collapse and drop anyway. So he can go and shover it to go out, get out the figs. You don't have to worry about that it's going to become a kli. Oh, mikavim menachotzer, 10 lines on the bottom, so do more than a rabban. Mikavim menachotzer. Back in the Mishnah, we said that according to Rabbi Lezi, you let it go and collect existing such splinters, menachotzer. Or malik, and use it for fire, shekom, mashim, menachotzer, muchano, anything inside the chotzer. Ubavat, but now the Braisa says Shlayasit Tzibun Tzibun. Don't go on Yontif and collect together all of the splinters and twigs and make mounds and heaps out of that. That's awesome. Reb Shimon Mat Reb Shimon says it's what. Frayti Mar Michael Bithli. What's the machloekis lagabe making these tzibur? Maris of a mesli to come machnif lemacha uliyoyma achrina. People will see that he's collecting together all of these twigs and all of these splinters together on Yontif. They say to themselves, how many twigs and splinters do you need for today? Must be that he's preparing already for tomorrow, for the next day, and for the next week. He can't be making mishap mishap yontif lechoil, because that's a achana yontif lechoil. You can't do that. If you are in the kitchen and you see that there's this big cholent and there's this big kugel and there's this big whatever that we have to go and cook, so you need a lot of firewood for that. And that's why the person collected all this together. So it's not so muchach that the reason why he's doing it is lemocha leyom achrina. It could very well be that today it's the major cooking day, it's Yom Tov, he's having a lot of guests, and that's why he's collecting together all these pieces of small pieces of wood to make a fire. Fine, right, to send the Mishnah in Mitzina, so you're now going to go make a fire from rubbing together stones or rubbing together a piece of wood. My time of the commission to come moiled beyond if you're moiled, you're making a psanu, laid the onion. So we had the same story before, they got the moiled recha. He was talking about moiled a new fire. It's not clear which one of the obvious malachas it would fit into. The chari might be a bona situation. It might be
bona, Caleb.
I agree with you, it's not the same. It might be in a makim patish. Again, it's not the same. But maybe that's where the makoyd is. Maybe some sort of tolda. Maybe this is the rabbanon. But this is a similar to some sort of one of the lamatas. Well, I'm not clear which one. It's certainly not a chodesh and not a kaitzer. Maybe malabnes are often. You now let it go and heat up a tile to go and use it as a very hot tile, and afterwards go and twice make a sunny side up egg or something. Why not my cover? What did you do wrong? Brand new. And therefore there are two potential props. Number one, nation tzarech lebodka means that since this has never been used before, it's a brand new tile, it could be the first time you're going to go and heat it up in the sun.
It's a makom patish situation, literally.
Exactly. But that's the second shot. But in the first shot is that it might break. And so therefore you're heating it up in a fire to be able to use it now to go and fry eggs on or something like that. Guess what? if it's going to break, you made a tircha shalom tzayach. See, top Rashi.
You won't be able to use it.
You won't be able to use it, and you heat it up in vain. And miyuchel lekabel, it hits his levoin, and so it says, libun. Will it be able to take the fire and become this libun? Because the Mishnah uses the expression, emelabnen. Don't make it white hot. Maybe it won't be able to accept that intense heat. Maybe it'll take a burst, it'll break. That's why you can't do it. The Amri Lab and the Marsh and the Sun, another region Tzarech Lechasman, Musa is Chasman, next Rashi, Lechakshoyth them, to go and strengthen them. The Hesek Rishon, Hei Mischaskin Umiskashin, the first time you put it into the fire, then they become now really durable and strong and sturdy. Hilke Chafka, the Tzarech Yontiv, Namihu, even though he's using it for Tzarech Alayim, he's using it for roasting and all that. New Kim and the Behesek Zeh, Nasa Kli, now you're finally firming it up into a final Kli. That's why it's Asur. So we have two reasons not to use the brand new oven for going and roasting food on top of it.
What is this? You mean
testing
it out?
Since this is the first time you're using it, it might
fail.
The vodka, you're right, needs the test. But it's because it might fail the test, like the Neil is saying. How would it fail the test? You put it into the fire, and you're putting on the egg on it, and guess what? The whole thing breaks.
By the time you're doing it, you didn't know it was Tzircha L'Tzarach. You didn't intend. Your kavanah was to use it for cooking.
Absolutely.
So why is it Tzircha L'Tzarach? It was, you only can judge Tzircha L'Tzarach by the end result and not by the intention.
So apparently, Soif Mas Machshav Tchila, the Chachamim knew that with Ravim Chadoshim there's a 50-50 chance, there's an 80-20 chance, there's a very large possibility until you did that final bedikah that it's just gone up.
Until it's proven and tested. And
exactly. There's no chazaka that this works. If it's an older Ravim, no problem. It's a brand new one, so you've exerted a lot of effort. You put up a fire, you put the tzar in it, you heat it up, and then it was Tircha Dvay Tzorech, and therefore the Chachamim say, you're not allowed. Because the second shot is now you're making it a firm clay, and therefore you're doing the makir patish, as you said before. Okay, have a wonderful day.
If you did.